Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Recently in the state legislature, 10 gun bills were presented in one day. One of these, Senate Bill 880, is worthy of some minor discussion. Minor only in the sense that numerous bills are moving through, this one having to do with assault weapons. You should know that changes are likely in the assault weapons law. Existing law requires that, with specified exceptions, any person who prior to January 1, 2001 lawfully possessed an assault weapon that was defined as such and was not specified must register with the Department of Justice. The department was required to adopt certain regulations. The new bill would expand dramatically the assault weapon description and regulation, including how those weapons were viewed and the description that designated an assault weapon. They are much more restrictive than in the past. Included, a semi-automatic centerfire rifle that doesn't have a fixed magazine. A semi-automatic centerfire rifle that has a fixed magazine with the capacity to accept more than 10 rounds. A semi-automatic centerfire rifle that has an overall length of less than 30 inches. A semi-automatic pistol with a fixed magazine that has a capacity to accept more than 10 rounds. A semi-automatic shotgun that has the ability to accept a detached magazine. The registration will also change dramatically. Prior to January 1, 2017, you can register your assault weapon. By January 1st of 2018, you must register the weapon. Again, it will be much more restrictive. You shall register the firearm before the 18th. In this case, the registration shall contain a description of the firearm that identifies it uniquely, as expected. It will also include the name and address of the individual from whom or the business from which the firearm was acquired, as well as the registrant's full name, address, telephone number, date of birth, sex, height, weight, eye color, hair color, and a California driver's license number or California identification card number, even for weapons that you have owned for 15 years. You must provide this information if this law is passed. Assault weapons are an item that needs to be regulated and registered as discovered in California law. The difference will be that it will now become much more restrictive in terms of how we, as gun owners, must report and be tracked. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.